Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 14th of May. Yesterday's US consumer price inflation data was too soon to tell us much about the effects of tariffs. There were some vague hints, but they are very vague. Tourism-related prices were weaker, and that might relate to increased concerns from international travellers about visiting the United States. Canada in particular seems to have reduced its leisure travel to the US. However, the seasonal complications of the timing of Easter also have a bearing here. The ever politically sensitive egg prices finally fell, though they're still higher than at any time under US President Biden's administration. This is just a reminder that governments can do very little to control relative price changes in the face of a supply shock. There's a little more concern around things like appliance prices, however, which were rising at the fastest pace, month on month, since early 2022. These are areas that are vulnerable to higher trade taxes. Thursday's producer price inflation data will show whether US manufacturers have been using tariffs as a mechanism to increase their own prices, potentially causing higher consumer price inflation. There are European consumer price inflation data releases today, but these are generally final figures for April and are not an especial focus. The data almost never changes from the initial release. The bias of price risks in Europe is towards disinflation anyway, as to date retaliatory trade taxes, which would obviously raise European living costs, have been kept to a minimum. None of today's data is likely to inform market expectations about European Central Bank rate cuts. There are also a few ECB speakers on the schedule today. US President Trump announced that Saudi Arabia would invest $600 billion into the United States. To put this in context, that would be about 60% of the entire size of the Saudi economy. This has the appearance of what might be termed a penny-dropped deal. US President Trump previously declared they would stop producing 1-cent coins. There was a lot of noise about this, and in the end, the coins are still being produced. Similarly, such pledges on investment, which can be couched in suitably open-ended terms, allow a positive spin without necessarily offering a great deal in terms of economic substance. There therefore seems little need to revisit economic forecasts on the back of such announcements. Reports of a disagreement between China and the UK over the Anglo-US trade understanding are something to monitor. One of the key characteristics of the current trade tensions is that they've tended to be unilateral. The US is fighting with the rest of the world, but the rest of the world are not fighting it out amongst themselves. This substantially reduces the economic damage, other than to the United States, of course, that comes from trade taxes. If we now start to see countries getting upset with one another over terms of trade understandings, and so far the UK and China are the only two countries that have entered into loose understandings with the States, then that creates some wider economic risks. That's all for today. Have a good day.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.